never in a million years could there be another you. I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million moons could you ever be surpassed. And darling, for a million June, this love of ours will last. There would be no world for me if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million
. 34:26 minutes of 7 o'clock. A citywide advance sale of tickets for the amateur boxing carnival to be sponsored by the Washington Society for the Blind at Griffith Stadium on October 11th is underway now. The tickets are on sale at Griffith Stadium, all the police precincts, and they're also being handled by 1,000 Boy Scouts who volunteered their services, bless their hearts. So if a Boy Scout comes around with a ticket for the amateur boxing carnival at Griffith Stadium on October 11, remember, it's sponsored by the Washington Society for the Blind, and you'll be doing a great turn. It's 25 minutes of 7 o'clock, it is. Anybody interested in a boat? As who isn't? You all remember Forey, don't you? Harold Forey, our very handsome young assistant chief engineer we had around here for so long. Forey had an accident, you remember, a couple of years ago on horseback. Horse ran away with him, and he ran into a tree and broke his arm and his leg, and he was in emergency hospital for so long. Well, Harry's all right again, and everything's okay. And about a year and a half ago, he started building a boat. A boat which he named the Lolita, L-O-L-I-T-A. She's 40 feet 8 inches overall, 12 foot 6 inches beam. She draws about 2 feet 8 inches of water. She's a raised deck Chesapeake Bay dead rise cruiser that can go to sea and take it. Harold built her, and he knows, and she's been out there in the heavy stuff and proved herself all right. She's powered with a Gray 671 with a 2-to-1 reduction gear. She turns a 1916 wheel, and the motor has been run less than 75 hours. In other words, the darn thing is pretty near new. Her framing is white oak. All the planking is number one Gulf Cypress, except the two bottom planks, which are Washington fir. The other bottom planking is number one Gulf Cypress. Now, Harold's been transferred, you know. He's out in St. Louis. Is it St. Louis? Chicago, is it? Yeah, he's been transferred to Chicago as an engineer for Columbia. And he's got his boat here. And he can't spare the time nor the money to take the boat from here to Chicago, so he has it for sale. And here's a grand boat, beautifully built boat. Got gasoline capacity 80 gallons, fresh water 30 gallons, sleeps 6 persons very conveniently. She cruises to 10 and 11 miles an hour, top speed 14, and She's fully equipped with the exception of the interior lights, which can be installed for approximately $25. As a matter of fact, her running lights are installed, but they're not hooked up. Wouldn't take much. Now, you can get in touch with me about Forey's boat or call a fella named Dick Hall. Dick Hall at 200 Rhode Island Avenue Northeast. Call him at Michigan 5457. Michigan 5457, and he'll be glad to show you Forey's boat, which is a honey. It's 38, 22 minutes of 7 o'clock. It's 41, 19 minutes to 7 o'clock.
Wait a minute, I want to make sure if I heard something right.
What lady done that? 19 minutes to 7 o'clock is the time. Generally fair and cooler today, the man says. It's going to be a nice day. You better come on, get up. You better come on, get up. You better come on, you better come on, you better come on, get up. Yeah, do 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 do. How do you like Pepsi Cola, Mother? You like Pepsi Cola? Why don't you get a lot of it and keep it around the house and serve it to the kids when they come home from school? It won't hurt them. It's good for them. Wholesome, healthful, made from the essence of pure fruit juices. You couldn't hurt anybody with it. And its tangy fruit flavor appeals to young and old alike. And it's only 5 cents. 5 cents for a big 12-ounce bottle that contains two full glasses. Or two glasses full. Now, why don't you order the handy carry-home carton? 6 bottles of Pepsi-Cola. The price is only $6, six for a quarter. Get that? 6 for a quarter. When you buy 6 of them, you get 1 free. Buy it straight, it's 5 cents a bottle. 6 for a quarter. And the carton is easy to carry, handy to store, convenient for returning the empty bottles. Drink Pepsi Cola.
6:42 in the off, 17 in the off minutes of 7 o'clock.
Look here, partner. What's all this highfalutin whistling about? Why are you so happy?
Well, I tell you, Butch, it goes like this. In the evening when I climb down from my saddle, oh, yippee-yay, yippee-yay. There's a new moon on the sage, my cares skedaddle. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. When the ride on the range, you'll understand. It's a heaven on earth, it's a promised land. In the evening when I climb down from my saddle, yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yo. Where the deer and the antelope roam, it's the place that I call home sweet home. In the evening when I climb down from my saddle, I want to say, oh, yippee-i-yay.
Five in the off, 14 in the off minutes is 7 o'clock. This is the Sundial, WJSV, Washington, D.C. The music is Record D. Hey, you know Pilcher? Pilcher? I have a funny feeling this morning that my few words here are being set aside, so to speak, for posterity. I don't know why. I just have a hunch. I'm not sure. Would you care to come and say a few words for posterity? Well, here's one that'll get you down, my friendly. It's 14 minutes to 7 o'clock. Says here, Arthur, please announce that there will be a midnight show tonight of the women. And how about the women treating the men to this show? It says, talking about style, wait till you see that gorgeous $250 nightgown that is part of the Technicolor fashion show in the new picture, The Women. Fancy that, paying $250 for a nightie. Yeah, huh? Mine costs $1.50, and I bet I sleep better than she does. I bet you. Well, anyway, MGM has screened Claire Booth's malicious, delicious play that's a riot of revelations about our own sex. You know, men.
is what I'm talking, men. Norma Shearer, Joan Crawford, Rosalind Russell had 100% female cast. Did you see the play? Oh boy, the gossip and the rumor and the scandal flies on the wings of the wittiest dialogue you've ever heard. Luxury beauty parlors, homes and hotels. Oh, pardon me. I've always wondered what I'd do if I had to sneeze on the air. Now I know. Where was I? Luxury beauty parlors, homes and hotels are the background for this exciting, penetrating play that's all about women and their problems with men. The Women, the picture you must see, opens tomorrow at Lowe's Palace Theater. It's quite a picture, quite a picture. $250 for a nightie. How about it, Goody? Would you go for one of those?51 in the off, each in the off minutes of 7 o'clock. Has anybody got the misery in the muscles this morning? Maybe you work too hard or you play too hard. And you're left with the sore, aching muscles. So you must try Minute Rub. MINITRUB, Minute Rub. It's a new and different way to help relieve any kind of muscle discomfort quickly. Just rub on the Minute Rub, and soon its counter-irritants and pain-relieving actions working together start bringing you real comfort. Minute Rub, it's grand for aching puppies, too. Oh. And it quickly helps relieve nervous havoc due to overwork or fatigue. Minute Rub is greaseless, it's stainless, and it's approved by Good Housekeeping. Get a tube from your drugstore today. Never be without this Claventrude. Minute Rub, MinitRub. Yeah, and yeah, 6:52 and a half. 7 and a half minutes of 7 o'clock, the 21st day of September. Fair and slightly cooler today. Fair and slightly cooler, the man saith. Mr. Harry Rainsberger Jr. has a birthday today. Hello, Mr. Rainsberger. Greetings from your family, most friendly. Let me see what else is there here that you should know about, which you should. Oh, yes. A little message here for my neighbors out there in Virginia. The Council of the Town of Leesburg and the Leesburg Rotary Club have adopted resolutions urging the State Highway Commission of the Commonwealth of Virginia to take steps to improve Virginia Route Number 7. That's the Leesburg Pike, you know, between Clark's Gap and Falls Church. Now, the chairman of the Highway Commission is urged to arrange for a public hearing of all governmental bodies, civic organizations, and their representatives. And when the date has been set, all officials, civic leaders, and citizens are urged to attend. So, let us all inform the chairman of the Highway Commission of our interest in the improvement of the Leesburg Pike and get him to have a public hearing, and let's hear what we folks have to say. The traffic on that road nowadays is something terrific. And it's the same old road that George Washington laid out many moons ago. It would be nice if we could get it widened, those blind hills and curves taken out of it. Huh? So it's 5 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock. Here's a new Horace Height recording.
57 in the off, 2 in the off minutes of 7 o'clock.
Robert William Hyde. Robert William Hyde of Jackson Avenue in Riverdale is 2 years old today. Hello, Robert. Hugh Wiley of 16th Street Southeast is the birthday, and Mrs. Melby, greetings from your husband and sister. Oh, dear, somebody lost a gold heart-shaped baby's locket. Diamond chip on one side, the initials A.S. on the other. Was lost in Petworth. It's of sentimental value. If you found it, will you call Columbia 1943J? Thank you. 2 minutes of 7 o'clock. Prices on imported goods are going up, my friend, which is only natural. Furs, for example. Insurance rates for transferring furs from Central Europe have jumped 3,000%. 3,000% for insurance rates. Imagine the effect on the fur prices. Now, Zlotnik the furrier prepared. Months ago, Mrs. Zlotnik bought heavily of the choicest imported fur pelts. Now these gorgeous furs are available at Zlotnik at original price levels. If you mean to buy a new fur coat, be forewarned by this good advice from Zlotnik the furrier. Now is the time to buy your furs. Gorgeous furs, original prices at Zlotnik. Individual terms may be arranged. Zlotnik the furrier is at the sign of the Big White Bear, 12th and G Northwest. Drop in and see him, ladies. Zlotnik, spelled M-E-R-R-Y-M-A-N, Zlotnik. So it's 6:59 in the hour, 1.5 minutes before 7 o'clock. 21st day of September, the autumnal equinox, I think. I'll give you a gong when it's exactly 7. This is Sundial, WJSD, Washington, D.C. The music is recorded.
Oh. So strong, my heart and my mind. Only wanted to reconnect this truth divine to show my faith every day. Only to walk this life that you've displayed. I wanna stand by.
We'll be right back. préfère le bouquet du muscadet à celui de l'eau bénite. Le dimanche matin, au bistrot de la mère Yvonne, c'est lui qui dit la grand-messe. À nous les bons à rien, les oubliés du quartier. Fernand, il préfère les chansons qui disent quelque chose aux conneries de la radio. Les soirées d'été au bistrot de la mère Yvonne, faut le voir quand il se prend pour Léo. On se met tous autour du piano, on envoie les trémolos. Et moi, je suis là, agrippé aux zingues. Et qu'est-ce que ça peut faire ici? Jolie fille, c'est dire s'il faut que j'oublie. Avec la gueule que j'ai au bistrot de la mère Yvonne, certains soirs pourtant je me dis, quand on a bu la dernière, que j'en ferai bien mon affaire.
Thank you. Du lytter til onsdagsmixet på The Lake Radio, og det er blevet onsdag aften klokken 8, og vi sender live. Onsdagsmix, som vi sender hver anden onsdag klokken 8. Vi plejer at sende det her program sammen med min medvært Frederik, som i dag desværre er blevet syg. Og derfor så sender jeg det her program alene. Jeg hedder William. Jeg har lige været i Italien, og sidste program sendte jeg fra Italien som et slags postkort fra Italien til Frederik. Og jeg havde jo egentlig, egentlig glædet mig til at komme hjem og så skulle sidde her sammen med Frederik og lave radio sammen med ham. Men men han ligger altså derhjemme og er syg og lytter nok forhåbentlig lige nu. Og det er han selvfølgelig lovligt undskyldt. Den sang, vi hørte nu, det var Simon Turner. Et stykke musik fra en film af Derek Jarman. Den film, som hedder Caravaggio. Og sang, den hed How Blue Sky Was. Det er... jeg kan huske, at Frederik, han skulle skrive en anden form for beskrivelse af det her program, inden at vi sendte. Og det er jo altid lidt mærkeligt, for vi ved aldrig rigtigt, hvad vi sender. Men jeg tror, han skrev noget med, at... spille januar ind, eller noget i den stil. Og så skrev hun også, at jeg skulle vise ham nogle billeder fra Italien der. Og det må jeg gøre næste gang, Frederik. I hvert fald så tænkte jeg, at det her nummer var en fin måde at spille januar ind på. Nå nej, nu er det da februar. Måske var det at spille februar ind. I hvert fald var det Simon Turner. Det er sådan, at... at faktisk så sidder jeg sidder ikke alene i radiostudiet, men jeg sidder her sammen med en gæst. Jeg har en gæst i studiet, som hedder Derek Sargent. Og Derek, han er en kunstner fra Australien, som er på besøg i København i 2 dage. Men Derek, han er her ikke for at lave radio i København. Han er her af helt andre grunde. Og nu er han så altså her i radiostudiet på The Lake for at gøre mig et selskab. Nu hvor Frederik ikke er her. Men Derek, han har sagt, at han helst ikke vil sige noget. Så Derek, han sidder ligesom her på Frederiks plads faktisk. Og han sidder foran mikrofonen med høretelefoner på, men han har ikke tænkt sig at sige noget ind i mikrofonen. Men velkommen alligevel, Derek. Welcome, Derek. It's nice. It's nice that you're here. Derek, han er her, fordi han skal noget så kedeligt som forny sit pas. Han bor i Norge, og der findes ikke nogen australsk ambassade i Norge, så derfor så er han rejst fra Norge til Danmark for at komme ned på ambassaden og så vise, at det er ham, som skal forny sit pas. Og han kommer lige fra flyveren og direkte herind på The Lake Studio, hvor han skulle møde mig. Men det var altså ikke for at lave radio, men på en måde alligevel endte op i det her radiostudie, stille foran en mikrofon. Det næste nummer, jeg tænkte, vi skulle høre, det er et nummer med Madeleine Murky, som blev udgivet her i går, faktisk. Og det hedder Palette Fork. var det altså Madeleine Murky med et nyt nummer, som hedder Palette Fork, der kom i går. Og det er en kunstner, vi har lyttet til tidligere i programmet også. Jeg kan huske, at Frederik har spillet en coversang, hun lavede af noget, som jeg ikke kan huske, hvad var, men